Good evening, and welcome to our Triduum Liturgy. The first of the Triduum Liturgy is what we call the the Last Supper Liturgy, or the Holy Thursday of the Last Supper. And there are two principal mysteries that are instituted in the liturgy of tonight: the institution of the Eucharist, or the institution of Mass, and the institution of the priestly order. In the Old Testament, we have heard how in the first reading in Exodus chapter 12, how the first Passover happened. And we know that in the Gospels, that Jesus attended these Passovers many times. In fact, in one of them, Jesus was left in the temple while his parents were going back to Galilee. So he attended this Passover. And what was celebrated? They were celebrating the Passover of the angel of death in the houses, the Jewish houses, which were marked with the blood of the unblemished lamb. In the New Testament, we have heard how Jesus also celebrated in the Gospels, and even in our Gospel today, celebrated this Passover. But tonight's Passover is special because it will be the last of Jesus celebrating the Old Testament Passover, and it will be the first of the Passover of Jesus in the New Testament. New Testament. And why do we say that it is the first of the celebration of the Passover? Because here, Jesus, through his sacrifice, will be the Lamb of sacrifice. Remember, in the Old Testament, it was an unblemished lamb. But tonight, there will be no unblemished lamb. Jesus will be the Lamb. In John chapter 1, verse 29, as Jesus was passing while John was baptizing, John pointed at Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God." Jesus is the new Passover, bringing us from sin to new life. There are two differences between the Passover of the Old Testament and the New Testament. One, the Passover of the New Testament, the blood did not actually save Israel, the Jews. It was just a mark for the angel of death to pass over a household, a Jewish household. But it was God who saved them. And second, the lamb that was chosen did not offer himself willingly. He was chosen. Had we been asked, probably the lamb would say, "No." But he had no choice. He was chosen to be the sacrifice. But in the New Testament, Jesus' blood is saving. The Old Testament blood was not the one that saved Israel. But in the New Testament, the blood of Jesus is the one that will save. Because if you continue, John chapter 1, verse 29, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." In Matthew, during the Christmas season, we have read many times, "And he will be named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." That's the first difference. The second difference is Jesus willingly allowed himself to be the Lamb of sacrifice. He allowed himself. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, he is the one mediator of God and men, the man Jesus, who is the ransom for all. Jesus willingly offered himself as the new sacrifice to save us. To save us. If you go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Article 616, it is that love to the end. That gave value, redemptive value, to the sacrifice of Christ. He knew, and he loved us all, that he gave us his life as a ransom for all. That is how he instituted the Eucharist, the Mass. And as the second reading said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life eternal. Today, tonight, we're celebrating that first principal mystery, that through Jesus' sacrifice, we are celebrating, commemorating, memorializing the death and sacrifice. It's the new Passover. Second principal mystery is this institution of the priestly order. Priestly order. Jesus asked his disciples, told his disciples, I need to wash your feet. Because unless I wash your feet, you will not have inheritance of me. John chapter 13, verse 8. When Peter started to, you know Peter, sometimes he is good, sometimes he would be over. He wanted to, you know, sometimes we're like that. We want to make an impression. Lord, not me. Don't wash my feet. And the Lord said, Peter, if I don't wash you, you will not have an inheritance of me. But what is that inheritance? What kind of inheritance is that? It is an inheritance of the ministry of service, with humility to serve. In the Catechism, again, of the Catholic Church, very easy to memorize, 1551, it is the ministerial priesthood. And in the strict sense, it is called service. And that is why when Jesus took his cloak and started washing the feet of his disciples, it was the institution of a priestly, ministerial priesthood. And what kind of priesthood? A priesthood of service. When I was preparing this homily, it dawned on me that that is my priesthood, that I am called to serve. If I'm not serving you, please call my attention. If I'm lording over you, please call my attention, because that's not the ministerial priesthood of Christ.